All right, so let's get into a state of receptivity where we are shutting down the phones, turning off the iPads or whatever the things are going to be beeping and blipping and, you know, distracting us. Putting your attention inside. As you close your eyes, you shut the world out. It exists, but it doesn't impact you at all. You're totally protected. And as you close your eyes and you go inside, and your intention is to call on the divine within you and surrounding you, divine beings show up. Even if you're not aware or you can't see them or experience them, you will know they're there on some level. They will indicate, it might be a thought, Jesus, Buddha, Shiva, Allah, Mary, a saint, a guru, a spiritual master, Dr. Plyde. They may all say something, whisper something to your soul. I'm here. You might hear many voices. They're not in your head. They're at the soul level. They're trying to say, okay, relax, get into it, rest in the presence of the divine. Be supported by that. Give me your problem. Give me your issue. Give me your manifestation. And then you just leave it however you want to leave it. Some people might be mad and say, I can't take this anymore, and throw it. That's fine. The divine is always going to accept. Some people might say, oh, I can't possibly give this to you. I feel so guilty. Give it anyways. You don't need it. They don't want to hear you suffering anymore. Just give it. It might be something, good riddance. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you for being there. Please, please, please take this. Take this. I don't want it anymore. Hot potato. That's fine. The divine is going to take it. Just leave it. Here's what I want to manifest, God, divine being, goddess, angels, teachers. I surrender this to you. Please make it to manifest in a timely manner which that I will understand. I'm ready to receive it. But please take it and make it to happen in the most beautiful way so that it impacts my whole life. All right. Now that you've offered what you want to throw away and what you want to receive, leave it. Come to the base of your spine. Bring your attention there. Remember, when whatever you bring your attention to, you care about the most. And when you care about bringing your attention to the base of the spine, you will be in contact with the divine being, Ganesha, who removes obstacles. He's the master or the king of the obstacles, and that when you knock on his door, he just says, oh, sure, I can do that. I'm easy. I don't like things to be difficult. So thanks for giving me your obstacles. Here you go. Here's the energy that you can feel within you and surrounding you. And by the way, your obstacles are removed. So we'll call on Ganesha to give us that experience. You can imagine a reddish-orangish light that's swirling around at the base of your spine, the tailbone area. If your mind has been wandering all over the place, bring it back to the tailbone. You can feel your tailbone, so move around and feel it. Then you'll know, oh, that's where I should be. Now take your time to feel this energy like liquid reddish-orangish light pouring down your legs. Or you can imagine it swirling or like a liquid type of light substance moving through the legs, and not just through the physical, but all the way through the subtle body. So you might feel some tingling or some popping or sparkling or prickly. Some release is happening through the legs, maybe some warmth or maybe cold. Something is bringing your attention to the base of the spine and the legs, all the way down into the feet and the toes. The fronts of the legs, the backs of the legs. Don't leave anything out. It's all you. Those are where the sticky obstacles are hiding. Obstacles are just energetic in their source. So just putting that light there, the orangish-reddish light, will call on Ganesha to empower that release of those obstacles, those energetic congested areas, pain, numbness can be there. Get some energy moving through there. Take your time to feel it. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Every time you hear the sounds of Ganesha, imagine him washing away the obstacles, cleansing with this reddish-orangish light, like a wave of light moving from the tailbone down to the feet and toes and back up again. He's sweeping it away. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now bring your attention to the base of your spine. We're going to open up all the chakras, starting from the base of the spine all the way up through the heart, the throat, the third eye, the brain, and into the space. Imagine a thin tube of light, a ray of light, a beam of light. It's very, very thin. It's hair-like in thickness. It's so super thin, but it's so powerful to remove all the negative congested energies as it turns on the chakras and spins it out. Starting at the base of the spine, move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel the chest. Feel the whole chest, front and back and sides. Ooh. move into the throat, feel the throat, clear the throat. Ma. Move into the middle of your brain. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center in the chest, middle of the chest. She. Move into the throat and the mouth. Va. Move up to the brain and the two eyes. Ya. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a laser light from his third eye into your third eye. Feel the penetration in your forehead of this light that is activating your third eye at the spot between your two eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose, on your forehead. Feel the penetration of that beam of light. Maybe some pressure, maybe feeling like a piercing. Maybe feeling like an energy rush. Coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. And now this beam of intelligence, grace, mercy, compassion, empathy, guidance coming into your middle of your brain. It's continuously being fed into, although you can be just now focusing in the middle of your brain. Relax your face, relax your jaw, relax your eyes, your ears. Everything is letting go and your attention is in the middle of your brain. Receive. Don't try, just receive. Open up to receive this light, this activation. Feel it growing, feel it pulsing, feel it spinning. See a light. Feel a pressure, a presence. See something. Allow it to reveal. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Now imagine this light pervading your whole body. It can be a golden light or a bright white light, maybe a golden, bright white, radiant light, swirling around your brain and then spinning into the rest of your body parts from head to toe. As it continues to get activated by the beam of light, the laser beam of light, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, feel this liquid light pouring through the rest of your body. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Allow this light to swirl around, to activate every cell of your body. Your soul is getting activated, cleansing the impressions that are no longer useful in your life. Removing the darkness, dispelling the darkness. Guru dispels the darkness and brings on the light. The ability to create, sustain your manifestations, and destroy any negativity. Imagine this light pouring through your brain, swirling around your entire brain, outside and inside, throughout. Front, back, sides, up, top, and then pouring through the rest of the body to the toes and fingers. Receive, receive, receive. Like a sponge, you're soaking it up. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshan Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Now, put your attention on your throat. Feel your throat. Clear your throat if you need to. Swallow, cough. Move your neck around to release congested energies coming from karmas that are blocking your progress, creating pain in the neck. Pain in the shoulders, weight of the world needs to be removed from your shoulders. Imagine this laser beam of blue light entering your throat, excising the congested energies, removing them, releasing them, dispelling them, dissolving them. These congested energies are not you. their impressions imposed upon you from your past lives, from the planets, from this current life. Release the energy with the blue light and the sounds. Tiranila kantam. Ma karo sivaya nama. Tiranila kantam. Ma karo sivaya nama. Tiranila kantam. Ma karo sivaya nama. Now imagine this blue light swirling around in your neck and your shoulders, cooling the area that has just been burned away. Purified. Like liquid blue light, it is going to go down the limbs, into the hands and the fingers. Feel all, each and every finger receiving the blue light, and it swirls back up in a wave action, washing away. The congested energies moving down the arms, and then you can feel the blue light pouring through the chest, clearing any physical problems, releasing so that you can breathe. The heart is beating, more blood is pumping, more vitality is experienced in the heart center. Release of any emotions into this wave of blue light, cleansing it, washing away any negativity that is blocking your progress. Pour the blue light into the organs. Revitalize the organs. This blue light is a life force. It pumps vitality into the system. The vital organs are called that because they have this life force that we don't think about. But when we pay attention and we care about it, it can do its job to bring more and more life force into the body. Pour the blue light into the pelvis and down the legs. It's swirling around all the way into the toes and the feet and back up. And imagine this blue light embracing your whole back. It's waves of blue light energy cleansing any pain that's from the past behind you, pulling you back, is being released. Like a sponge soaking it up. This blue light is taking anything away from you that is blocking your progress. Your head is full of the blue light. You are a blue body from head to toe. Surrender to this blue light, this life-giving force, this protective entity that can destroy negativity and empower you to take the steps to manifest more easily, with more grace and energy. Now, imagine in your heart center a pinkish, golden, silvery, sparkling, dazzling light. In your heart center, you might feel it in your whole body now that you're in a subtler state of consciousness. This light of gold, silvery, pinkish, purplish light is the grace of Lakshmi, who gives direction, who shows you the way, the steps you need to take to attract all the comforts that you need in life, material and spiritual comforts, joy, grace, gratitude. Surrender to that light in your heart. Om Shreem Brzeem Namaha. Om Shreem Brzeem Namaha. Om Shreem Brzeem Namaha. Now feel the light shooting up into your third eye, activating the midbrain, swirling around the midbrain, meeting the light that has been beamed into your third eye from Dr. Pillai's third eye. Shreem Brzeem, 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 Shreem Brzeem. Feel the midbrain vibrating getting activated by the beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Feel the vibrations. Stream. Breathe. Stream. Breathe. Stream. Breathe. Stream, breathe, 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 stream, breathe. Allow the sounds to go deeper and deeper as vibrations, waves. Now just experience. Let go of the sounds. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind. Peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world, peace to the universe. Feel the peace within and around you and beyond. Slowly, slowly let go. You can keep your eyes closed and stay or remain in this state of grace for as long as you feel you want to do that.